In the beginning, they were very basic devices, used only for storing extra line. But by the 1800s, craftsmen in Britain and America reinvented the reel when they gave it a drag system for landing feisty fish. These fly casters could hook the big one at any moment, and that's when a precision fishing reel will come in handy. To make a fly fishing reel, they start with a solid aluminum puck. The puck turns on a lathe as a computerized cutter contours it to shape it into a spool. A different tool machines a center hole. The focus then moves to the other side as another tool completes the spool shape. The dimensions must be exact if this fishing reel is to perform flawlessly. They drill holes to both reduce the weight of the spool and provide some ventilation for wet fishing line. They cut windows into the other side for an attractive look that further lightens the reel. Next, another aluminum puck is transformed into a frame for the spool and other parts. The frame goes into a bath of soapy water and plastic pellets, which rub the part clean. The final touch is a black oxide finish. They now transform this aluminum bar into feet, which will be used to mount the reel to the fishing rod. A laser engraves the company name onto these attachments. It also does a bit of custom engraving on the frame. A worker now inserts a bronze bushing into the center of the spool and uses hydraulic force to entrench it. He then positions a stainless steel ball on top of the bushing. He activates a press that drives the ball through it to expand the bushing to the correct internal dimension. Another worker applies a counterweight to one side of the spool. This bit of stainless steel will offset the weight of the spool handle. She installs the spool's magnetic locking mechanism. This molded polymer part has a tiny magnet inside. She applies a second magnet to it, followed by a release button. One final magnet and an aluminum cap, and this assembly is complete. She now installs part of the drag engagement system. It's this system that will create the necessary resistance on the fishing line for battling a big fish. She applies adhesive to screws and then uses them to attach the footing to the fly reel frame using a screwdriver set to a specific torque. She then resumes the assembly of the drag system by placing a rubber O-ring in the frame's center groove. She installs the thrust-bearing ring, which can be rotated by the fly fisher to adjust the drag setting. And now it's time to attach the spool to the fishing reel frame. She turns it to check the drag setting and adjusts it to its starting point. She secures the setting by inserting a pin into the bearing. Then she removes the center locking screw temporarily to assemble the knob base to the thrust bearing. She reinstalls the screw and covers the assembly with the drag knob. She turns the spool for a final inspection, confirming that this fishing reel operates smoothly. And now, it's ready to put a positive spin on any fishing experience.